All who come to this happy place, welcome.
Sonoma Sun FM presents. Live from Sonoma, California.
Well, for starters, you have to purify yourself in the waters of Lake Minnetonka.
Tim Livingston.
Not you, fat Jesus. Slide it on back.
Pete Livingston.
I'm kind of a big deal.
And Sam.
I want you to remember this face here, okay? This is the guy behind the guy behind the guy.
Taking you into Monday the only way they know how.
Bionic Me!
Oh! With love.
Now go to that voodoo that you do so well.
Those Livingston Brothers on Sonoma Sun FM, KSVY 91.3 Sonoma.
Their only lead, the Timberwolves tonight, was a 2-0, trying to win it here. Love! Got it!
Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my. Is that great basketball or what? What a great win for Minnesota.
Matthews, let it. Pierce for three. Paul Pierce has been playing well. It is a six-point game. What a turnaround. Pierce. Yes. Season. That call for it is Pierce on the ground. And that will count. It's a goal tap. The basket counts. The Celtics are within two. Howard went down early. He calls for foul trouble. Here is Garnett. Yes. And the game is tied at 76. Davis missing on both. Tied at 76. John Moore has given Boston the lead.
The Boston Celtics with perhaps the most impressive performance of the year. Down 20.
Ball fight, man.
You're down 27 points.
Ball fight, Craig. It's a ball fight. Tonight was a ball fight, man. We knew that was going to come in with a lot of energy. Tonight was a ball fight. You ever been in a ball fight? Ask Charles. He's been in a ball fight. This is what it was tonight. We won in the second half. You know, in the first half, they came out with a lot of energy, put ourselves in the hole. We simplified offense, came out. I forgot you were doing an interview. Go ahead.
But Doc Rivers, we heard him say late in that third quarter, hey, guys, this is not over yet. We can still get back into this game. Did you believe him at the time?
Absolutely. Since I've been here in Boston, Doc has never told me nothing that wasn't true. We was in the finals one time. I think we was down, whatever we was, and he told us we could come back, and I believed it, and we did. So tonight was no different.
Woo! We held this team to just 56 points on Monday, but it seems like talking to you and talking to Doc, the way you're celebrating this game, that this one means even more.
It's not even that. It's that, you know, when you're down and you fight back, you know, you got reason to be proud of yourself, and that's what this was, man. This is a Celtic win right here, man. Ray Ray, congratulations, homie. Congratulations to the 712 pound. Man, I'm all over the place tonight. You look good tonight, dog.
All right, thanks a lot.
Go to bed,
congratulations boys. Also to Ray Allen.
Go.
Yeah, I.
No, no.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
You can hear me.
Yeah.
Turn
this up a little bit.
There I am.
There we go.
Man, I'll tell you
there
what.
There we go.
Are getting up in the red, though, Tim.
I know. That's what the whole thing. Maybe we need to turn our headphones up.
Bring it down. Bring it down a little bit, and we'll just turn up the headphones.
Turn up the headphones a little bit.
I want to be at zero. Am I at zero right now?
You're just past zero.
Okay, bring me down a little bit more.
There you go.
There
you go. All right, now let's turn our headphones up.
What about me?
Mine's fine. My headphones are fine.
Great. I think I'm too loud. No?
Nope, you're hitting just right after it. You're doing good.
I'm good.
I'm pretty sure I can make an entire intro of nothing but Kevin Garnett quotes.
You could and you should.
Okay, then. Because that was phenomenal. That was...
I'll tell you what. Aging Boston Celtics team. Strike-shortened season. Well, it's not a strike. It's a
work
lockout.
Work stoppage.
Or shortened
season.
Whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
I have to say, with the team that they have put together, I think this benefits the Celtics.
Really?
They are in one of those, just make it into the playoffs, and we'll see what happens. And I'll tell you why. It's because They're flying very much under the radar. But do you know who they acquired in the offseason? One Brandon Bass,
Bass, yeah.
Mikel Petras.
Defensive stopper.
Defensive stopper. French. And French Michael Jordan extraordinaire.
Air France, as he's known to few people.
I'm just
very
saying.
Very few people.
When Paul Pierce got back in that lineup.
5-1. Nasty.
That's a really good team. And everybody, again, it's so funny. People still love to talk about Miami. They still love to talk about Chicago.
They Those still two love, had a good game today.
They still love to talk about Orlando because of one Dwight Howard.
What I think is funny about just everything in the NBA this year is that there's absolutely nobody talking about the Oklahoma City Thunder, and they have the best record in the league. They're 16-3.
They're the same team as they were last year.
That's true, but that's still one of the...
I'm not saying they won't do it. I'm just saying they are the exact same team as last... That's not a bad thing. You make it to the West...
They got to Game 7 of the Western Conference Finals because
that's
of it last
not a
year.
Bad thing when you bring back the exact same team. To me, that's good. You get better.
Thank you.
Are you playing that word game?
People are sending me requests to play Words with Friends. If you are interested in playing Words with Friends with me...
Come one, come all. Tim accepts all.
I am on that Facebook, Words with Friends. Holler at your boy. Very, very interested in the Pro Bowl today. We will have in-depth coverage of everything from Hawaii today.
I watched Ben Roethlisberger in the AFC go for it on a 4th-and-5 from their own 45-yard line and not get it.
Math. Very nice.
This is the Pro Bowl.
It's the Pro Bowl.
I watched Jared Allen do... He, like, took 3 steps and then, like, stopped and high-fived whoever the left tackle was. And I was just like, I pray to God that there's not one person out there who's trying to make this a legitimate...
Yeah.
I really hope that the announcers, come the third quarter, they're like, it's, I just hope that nobody's trying to make it a big deal. It's just a showcase...
It's not even really a showcase.
Well, it is what it is. You're in Hawaii. Players go there for like a week and a half.
The 50th state.
And they hang out. They do like half-ass practices. And they just have fun. And they have all I don't know if they did the competitions, which were always way more entertaining than the games, I thought. Like the bench press. And they had, the agility stuff. And they would have, the Hall of Famer.
Sam, how much can you bench?
Flag football game.
I don't know. 100?
You can do a little bit more, I think.
I'm sure, probably.
I think Sam could bust out 225 about 20 times.
No, Sam's I think Sam could do, 125.
Okay. Max out.
It's been a long time.
I used to try and get Sam in the waiver.
That was before football.
I liked that first clip I played because I watched that game. This wasn't from this past Friday. It was from the Friday before, so it was a week.
That was
Minnesota.
That was an old clip.
That was an old clip, but
yeah, that's
it was
a sweet picture.
It was like the Indiana-Kentucky game where it was such a great ending that I could not play it even if it was a week late.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I mean, that was a great game, first off. I don't know if anyone watched that, but that was the Clippers and the T-Wolves from the 20th. And the Clippers had the lead for basically the entire game. The Timberwolves took a 2-0 lead and then never, ever had the lead again. And then Ricky Rubio had 0 points from the field, hit a 3 to tie it, and then they found Kevin Love wide open for a 3.
The Spaniard.
In L.A., where he made his name as a UCLA Bruin.
Do you think the Spanish even care about the NBA?
Yeah, dude. Do you remember how big a deal it was for Pau Gasol to go over? It was a huge deal.
I don't.
Yeah. I mean, that led the way for Brother Mark to get over there, Rudy Fernandez. And then, of course, Ricky Rubio.
Rudy Fernandez played at Maryland.
No, no, no. You're thinking about Jervis Vasquez. He played at Maryland. Oh. But that's good Spanish player knowledge.
They're all the same to me.
Jeez.
They all look the same to me.
We just lost the Spanish demographic, you jackass.
Dude, we got new headphones up.
We do.
Here.
Yeah,
turn my
love
headphones
this.
Up. Thank you to Babo Diablo, because I am not lying. This stuff right here is fantastic.
I'm loving it.
Loving it. New headphones. Very nice.
The 5.0 rolling into the 76 station.
Really? Needing to fill up?
Possibly.
Very cool.
Or looking for speeders.
Now, this is an odd week, obviously, because, you know, no football. I mean, the Pro Bowl,
okay.
But let's be honest.
What have you been doing?
Let's be honest.
What have you been doing?
I've been working a lot. I've been...
Me too.
Been working. I have a great article up, though. If you guys, you know, we're a couple weeks away from spring training, I have an article that might make Giants fans a little bit happier about the whole Tim Lincecum situation after he signed.
What situation? They signed him
they
for
did,
2 years.
But they didn't sign him out of any of his free agency eligibility. So after he's done, you know, if he has 2 good years, he could be asking for that 8-year, $200 million contract that has been bandied about. And he asked for an 8-year deal when the Giants offered him 5. So, I mean, he's playing hardball in these long-term situations, but they managed to get him through arbitration at the very least. And then after 2 years, we'll see what happens. But it's up at theoutsidecorner.com. Just search for Digging In. It's the first of my series of articles over there, taking a deeper look in some things baseball-related. And it's a pretty intense look at how Tim Lincecum has played over the 4 years, the 4 full seasons that he has been a San Francisco Giant. So pretty remarkable stuff for sure. And I'll say this, the Giants now have to figure out what to do about Matt Cain, because they can't let him go to free agency, because someone will overpay for him. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be much more reasonable than a Lincecum contract. So, but yeah, I mean, this was a really quiet sports week. There really wasn't anything big that happened. I called a couple of basketball games. Pete had a big game on Thursday.
Got our first league win.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yep. Damn right.
Damn straight.
I mean, Varsity, man, they had a game. That was a tough loss.
How'd that game go for you? Any good calls? Any dramatic?
I really wanted Buckley to hit that 3. Sorry, that was me.
Oh, I was wondering.
Tim, can you turn off your...
Sorry, I can't help it if I'm
this
popular.
This is PC time. We are using a PC.
Sorry, thank
on
you,
the radio.
But I had a couple of good calls on that one.
Did we lose alike? We lost alike.
Facebook is
I don't know.
Goofy.
I think it was a good, out.
You know, Buckley's 3 there, had a good look at it. If that went in, I would have gone nuts. That would have been awesome.
Was it equivalent to the Bill Simmons being right behind Larry Bird when he shot that?
No, I don't know about that. Although that would have been awesome. Not much else other than that. Had a good time doing those games. Had a good game last night that I called, and then the Healdsburg girls kind of took it away from Sonoma there. Big game tomorrow with Casa Grande in town. I mean, they're basically the number one team in Division III basketball in Northern California.
Healdsburg?
So, no, Casa Grande. They're 20-1.
Thought they were the number one team.
Yeah, number one, that's what I meant.
Oh, okay.
They're the number one in Division III.
Oh, in Division III.
Yeah. The only team they've lost to is Camp Olindo, or Miramonte, excuse me, who's the number one team in Division II. So... pretty good team this year.
So they're good.
They're good. They're very
decent.
Good. And if you guys interested, tomorrow night, 7:30, sunfmtv.com. Also, you can hear it on the stream here on the radio side on sunfmtv.com as well. So definitely tune in for that one. Should be a good one. But yeah, that's basically it. Just, you know, slinging product.
That's I saw the coolest thing today.
What'd you see?
Or was it? It might have been yesterday. It was the new Street Fighter Cross Tekken game that's coming out. They just released Pac-Man
March 6th
and Mega Man.
Oh God, yes, talk about this, please.
And Mega Man, everybody's like laughing because it's just like Capcom trolling all, which I love it.
Yeah.
I love what they did.
Me too.
They made Mega, he's in the game, but he's like this fat middle-aged guy, and instead of having the cannon, he has like a gun. Like, you got it, Sam. Go to shoruken.com.
It's on here somewhere.
You got to show
Tim. But I think it's the greatest thing ever. And here's the reason why. Because people made this big huff about, oh, like Mega Man Legends got canceled. And the truth is, nobody cares about Mega Man. Unless you're 30 years old, you know, 25, 26 to 30 years old, nobody cares about Mega Man. You didn't grow up playing Mega Man. You didn't have an original Nintendo, and you didn't play Mega Man. Oh, yeah, and Phoenix Wright, Ace Attorney 5 is coming out.
Sweet.
Which is going to be awesome, because those are really good games.
And 1 through 3 is getting an HD port to iPhones and stuff.
Ooh, very nice.
Gimme.
But, and so there was this big hoopla of what I think were just a bunch of, like, you know, when it's such a weird, you know, the video game community is so weird.
They like what they like,
and that people will back a cause for something that I guarantee you they probably know nothing or very little about. That being the Mega Man franchise. And there was this big, huge uproar, and people like trying to write to Capcom. You know, they're trying to,
where the hell
like
is it?
What was it?
It's right here.
Go to shuriken.com, Sam. Go
there it
to
is. Shuriken. How awesome is Capcom's Yoshinori Ono? There it is.
No, it's just
no. That's it.
I think it's just to show him.
Sam, just go to shuriken.com.
Yeah. Okay.
But the fact of the matter is that this group of fans, I think it's very pseudo, I don't know, I can't think
creepy.
Of a word. No, but it's people that they're fake. They don't care about Mega Man. They're doing it just to ruffle feathers and to be crazy.
There it is.
About, they want to act like they're more dedicated to something that they're really not. You know what I mean? If that makes any sense?
Mm-hmm.
And they were saying, oh, why is Mega Man? He's not in Marvel vs. Capcom 3. You canceled Mega Man Legends. You know, you don't care about your fan base, yada, yada, yada. And then they do this. They're like, okay, we'll put in Mega Man.
So that's it.
That's how he looks.
So go. So like, yeah.
Click on that. That's how
this
Mega
one's
Man
a full
looks.
Body.
Just click on that. That's how Mega Man looks in the game.
It's like somebody...
I think that's awesome.
I know. It's a homage to his original box art thing.
It looks like it's a mixture of what's his name from Street Fighter 4 and Mega Man. The fat guy.
Which fat guy? Rufus?
Rufus.
Yeah.
It looks like Mega Man Rufus.
You can just link it.
Yeah, I'm just going to right-click it.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't copy it?
Yeah.
No, you didn't. Copy the image location, Sam. You gotta have a website.
Jeez.
You suck at copy and paste on the internet.
Here we go.
Fat Mega Man.
But yeah, that's Mega Man. That's
they
how
mean,
he looks in the
game.
And it looks
Mega
nothing like the Mega Man in the games or the Mega Man that was in Marvel vs. Capcom or Marvel vs. Capcom 2.
Pablo
Sandoval. And I love it.
Pablo
I think
Sandoval
it's great.
Weighs less than Fat Mega Man.
Because like I said, I said before, go look at the sales for any of the Mega Man Legends games. They were horrible. Nobody bought the game. Nobody played them.
It's the idea of Mega Man in an RPG. It gets the pants wet, dude. Just saying.
My
whole
thing,
obviously,
RPG.
Obviously,
I didn't even know about it.
Obviously, it didn't enough because nobody bought the stupid game and nobody. It's a very like niche demographic, and for those of, you know, the people that did play those games and that loved them, it's like, good for you. Like, yeah, you know, you should be upset, but everybody else, I can imagine like 13-year-olds like, oh man, Mega Man, how do you not have a Mega Man? It's like, ooh.
It's vintage, dude.
It's like, you
we
weren't
need
even
more vintage
alive.
Games
yeah
we need
last,
more
the last Mega Man game that was released was like 14 years ago and you're 13 years. You know what I mean? It's just like, get out of here with that garbage.
I liked this week. I also watched Archer season 2. And
great show.
The main scientist in the show has himself a holographic weeaboo girlfriend.
That's awesome.
And it's freaking hilarious.
I'm sold.
Ooh, smell that.
Wow, really, man? Pete, not cool, man.
I'm guessing that is just like our sponsor, Hershey's special Hershey dark Squirts. Chocolate.
Yeah, that's right.
Hershey Squirts.
We are. Oh! It has reached the side of the studio.
I'm sorry.
Oh!
I've taken poison damage.
I had Brussels sprouts for.
Oh, man.
That's a debuff.
Oh.
Seriously, Brussels sprouts?
Brussels sprouts.
Damn.
I apologize.
Dude.
I had. Stroganoff and peas.
The dwarves in Skyrim don't fart that badly. God.
I just
Are there
beat
dwarves in
last,
Skyrim?
No.
Night.
Wait, yeah, there's Thank dwarven technology, but I've never seen a dwarf yet. I started over.
Sorry.
Last night, I officially beat that...
beat that meat?
Beat that meat.
There's ding.
Machinarium?
Machinarium.
Oh, the point and click one?
I beat him. It took me like 16 hours, 17 hours. But I beat that game. So, I mean, that's a good pick. I bought it for like $4.
Really?
$4 or $5 off Steam.
Dude, I can still smell it. But good. That's cool.
I know. Really.
This is going to linger all show. Mark it down. 11:20, major fart from Pete.
That's a,
will
it's
not
a
leave.
Good game. It's yeah. tough.
He's also
and,
in...
And
go
the
ahead.
Puzzles are... It's legit. Like, it's challenging. Like, you'll be like, what do I do?
Oh.
Where do I go?
I bought... King of Fighters 13.
That's right.
And the Metal Gear Solid HD collection.
Which I want to play through the HD collection.
Yeah.
Let me borrow that.
It's Substance and Sustenance for 2 and 3, which is awesome. Very cool.
And I think tomorrow's the 30th, correct?
Yes.
It should be.
We take the world into the 30th.
Yes.
And then, is there a 31st day?
Yes, because it is January. That's Tuesday.
Okay, I think February 1st.
Wednesday.
Which would be Wednesday.
That is Wednesday.
We're going to officially have our Kickstarter page up.
Very nice.
Dude.
One Inch Punch Productions Kickstarter.
So we're going to have about 30 days to raise roughly about $10,000.
Speaking of which, JD Parisi, if you're out there, you owe me an 707-933-9133.
If you're an Italian and you want to call and give us a note.
Marcus, if you're out there. I ran into JD at Town Square on Friday night.
How was it?
He was drunk. I didn't owe. And then we owed back and forth for like a minute. It was awesome.
That's how it should be.
I mean, it's magical. And then he later on, like 2 days later, post something on Facebook asking, did I see you at Town Square the other night? And like, yes. Yes, you did. It
classic.
Was.
That's
I was
classic.
Just. I was just. It's just fantastic. But yeah. So very stoked about both of those. I gotta whittle down on my my backlog. I started playing.
Yeah,
Chaos,
same here.
Started playing Chaos Rings on the old
Sonic?
iPhone. No.
Oh, you didn't?
No. The RPG. The Square Enix RPG. So it's an iPhone specific RPG,
and it looks like the old PS1
really
Final Fantasy games,
Final Fantasy 9. Yeah,
I read a
or
really
eight.
Good article,
seven maybe,
about the how the Final Fantasy franchise has
been reborn.
Dwindled?
No. How it's lost its luster.
Yeah,
yeah.
And in fact, Sam was looking at this, and I wanted to see what.
The sequel.
So, for
no,
those,
no, no, but this is. I just wanted to just really briefly. This article basically talked about how they so oversaturated.
Yeah.
The market with games, they all look the same.
Yeah, they do.
Basically.
No joke.
Since a certain point, probably since about 10.
Yeah, that's where it started to go.
I mean, 7 and 8, they look similar. 9, they completely change it, and that was probably their last really great.
Yeah, it was.
Game was 9, and then 10 was
kind of different.
Pretty good.
Here's what
it is decent.
Here's the thing about 10. Here's the thing about 10 is that the sphere grid
was awesome.
Was one of the greatest.
That was awesome.
I liked that one.
9 and 10 had the two best level building systems out of the series, bar none. 9 had it go through the weapons you equip and the accessories you equip, which is freaking awesome. And the different accessories did it for different characters.
Yeah, and then 10 had the grid system.
And then 10 had the sphere grid system, where you gain points, and then were able to go in different directions and build up your character.
Which was cool.
And then they led into other character sphere grids.
But this has, I mean, what the article talked about, it wasn't about gameplay. It was about the games in general. And it got to the point where before it used to be, like Final Fantasy's coming out. It's like a big deal because it would only come out every...
Like 4 years or something?
2 years, 3
years.
Yeah,
okay, not 4 years.
But now it's at the point where, they're releasing like 4 or 5 titles this next year. And all the characters are kind of like that pseudo-rock, dark, spiky-haired...
Like, Weeaboo fan base,
you know what I mean?
Cyberpunk.
Stuff.
It was. It's
yeah,
like
that's what
barely
it, it's like,
cyberpunk.
It's like cyberpunk.
Barely cyberpunk.
And that's what all the characters are like. They all have the same like
if
dark,
you go
mopey
back down,
personalities.
There, look at their faces. They are exactly the same.
It's like all the characters are totally the same. The stories are basically the same stories. Okay, as far as story goes, there's nothing wrong with that because. There's the rule that the same 6 stories have been told throughout the end of time.
Yeah, pretty much.
So people complaining about story, it's like, okay, come on. There's more to it than that. But it's the fact that they're just rehashing the same characters, the same character styles. You know, the same like spiky hair, like long spiky hair. And it's gotten to the point where it's really killed their
appeal.
Not just the appeal,
their style.
There's no like their past. It's like when
man, monster collecting. God,
it's like when it's like you know when like a 45-year-old comes back and tries to play like baseball again or something.
How dare you speak ill of Jose Canseco?
It's like they tarnish their God. Legacy.
By the way, Barry Bonds right now could come back and hit .280. And
he probably could. He could probably like bat fourth for the Giants.
So,
but the point is, it's like when is enough going to be enough?
Well,
as far as and it's like I get it because you know what's sad is that they ruined 7. And now it's become like cool to hate 7 for whatever reason.
Well, you know what?
And it's like why? When 7 came out, there was nothing like it.
Yeah, there's.
Yeah,
I mean, let's be honest about
it's
this.
The stuff that came out afterward that people started
compare. If 7 isn't your favorite RPG, but your favorite RPG came out after Final Fantasy 7, you better kiss the feet of Final Fantasy 7.
Yeah,
because it wanted to come out.
That's what I don't get. It's like, why is it? I know it's cool to hate on 7, but why?
Yeah, I do even
when
know why.
When it came out, it was completely innovative in almost every way.
Yeah,
it put RPGs on the map. Actually,
I mean, and it's funny about it because, I'm happy to say that on my PlayStation Network, I have 6, 7, 8, 9 and Tactics, and it's like I now
that's
own
that's what
those.
I don't get is why don't they have more tactics? Like not, they came out with them for
the advanced
the
ones. The first one sucked, but the second one's great.
You know what's funny is that and
imagine
not,
how amazing they would be if they brought the tactic games.
Not joking about this. There are a lot of people who thought it was a very 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 difficult game.
Which
well,
one?
It's hard if you don't. Grind out job classes and levels.
But the other thing, too, is that is a game where you can easily grind ahead because experience in that game is all relative and random battles, whereas job points aren't. So if you're going up against random monsters, you're still able to grind levels. It's just that the story battles, you get nothing for them at all.
Well, if
So you can grind in that game, and then the story becomes easy. But the part about that game is everything. I mean, the story is awesome, but everything outside of the story.
Yeah, the random battles.
The random battles. Harder. The deep dungeon crawl.
If you don't,
which is awesome,
you have to learn how to advance in the story enough.
Yeah.
To that, the gear becomes better.
Yeah.
Because technically, if you wanted to, you'd be like, oh, I'm gonna get to level 99 on like.
With
the first two stages.
With a broadsword and leather clothes and a hat. We're good. Let's do this. Battle boots.
So.
I
never understood why they don't go back to that.
Well, you mean the style or the gameplay?
No, just that game. Like, why don't they don't do it on any of the major consoles? Like,
yeah,
like
you're
said,
right.
They did it on the, they never made another.
And yeah, it's so highly respected, and everyone knows it.
Well, it's funny because you talked about how the Final Fantasy series has been tarnished, and I think a lot of it has to do with them basically resting on the laurels of 7 and not really.
Well, they made like Advent Children, and you
First
know
off,
that was a movie,
and then Dirge of Cerberus.
Yeah, but they made offshoot games.
They made like four offshoot games.
Let's just put this out there: offshoot games are freaking horrid, okay? Final Fantasy X 2, Final Fantasy 10-2, no.
Yeah, not bad.
This, okay.
When they did 11, the online game, it was supposed to be like four different releases, and they only did like one.
Because it was such a horrible seller. Nobody wanted to play an MMO Final Fantasy
game. And now they're coming out with a new
14.
They're releasing, or they're announcing Final Fantasy games before the new ones are even out.
I think you've said that before.
That's how diluted and how horrible the franchise is becoming.
Well, this is the other thing, too, is that you have to think...
They're like the Nike.
You have to think about like that entire era when 6, 7, 8, and 9 came out. You basically have the same producers for all those games, okay? Basically. You had some people move around in a good majority of them. But 6, 7, 8, and 9, you have the same people working on them, okay? Which meant that they had an idea of how to keep the game alike to what 6 was, what 7 was, what 8 was, what 9 was. But my major issue was then when 10 came out, it really became Final Fantasy in name only. And I didn't see it become...
After 10, I felt like they're all the same game.
Well, yeah, and it's...
They're all the same game to me.
Yeah, very linear. And a lot of people say, well, 7 was linear. It's like...
No, and the thing, you can be linear. You can be linear, but I'm just saying,
if anyone,
the characters all look the same.
If anyone has played through an Excalibur 2 play of Final Fantasy IX... Call in and talk about that. You know about that, right? The 12-hour Final Fantasy IX Excalibur 2 game, where Steiner, his ultimate weapon, the Excalibur 2, you can only get it if you get to a spot on disc 4 within 12 hours of playtime.
Mm.
12 hours.
I never played through 9.
9 is awesome.
I always get hooked up on like the mini games, like the card games.
Yeah.
And then I never finish the game.
8 has the greatest mini game of all time.
Well, 9 is the same thing.
9 is a little bit different. 8, I think, is a better overall game because it's more direct and to the point. 9 is good, but I still think 8's better.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, the problem is that now Final Fantasy, it's turned into one of those series that just, it doesn't have the magic. It's not a fantasy. It's not a fantasy.
You don't look forward to it anymore.
It's sad.
It's
when I heard that you had 13-2 coming out, I was like, well, we're going to have everybody who's...
It's like the Star Wars. Yeah. It's like the new Star Wars.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, we just... Before it was cool when George Lucas first did the new release, when it was like, oh, we're going to re-release the 3 Star Wars movies, and they would have like 10 minutes of new digital... footage, and I was like, oh, that's cool, that's awesome, like everybody would love to see that.
Yeah, right.
And it wasn't bad. It wasn't like, oh, it ruined the movie. It was like, cool, that was awesome, I saw some new stuff. But then it just, you know, they kept doing it over and over and over again.
South Park did one of that, and they were in the theaters, and it was like a trailer for E.T. It's just like, this time, instead of holding guns, they're holding walkie-talkies.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, oh, and then the next disc you find, instead of holding walkie-talkies, there's also Ewoks in the background. And then
that
it's
was
like,
that was in response to when E.T. had their 20th anniversary release on DVD. They took the guns out.
Yeah. When they, right before they took off.
Right before they take off, they're supposed to have guns.
All of the police and CIA guys, they digitally transformed all the guns in their hands into, like, flashlights and walkie-talkies.
Please just kill the MPAA. They've never done a good thing in the world. Ever.
So bad. Speaking of which, if you want a good documentary, watch This Film Has Not Yet Been Rated.
It
talks all about it.
I mean, there's some of it that's really cheesy, but the insights that the directors or the actors that have actually gone through the process and have seen the process or have been a part of the process. Like, if you ever hear about Trey Parker and Matt Stone talk about the MPAA and how things get rated, it's pretty funny. In fact, it's really, really funny. They have this great outlook on it that's just uncomparable. So, but yeah, I mean, Final Fantasy 13 was the big one this week. Final Fantasy 13 2. I think in our realm, the next big game to be released will be Street Fighter Cross Tekken on March 6th. That's, you know, 5 weeks away or so. I'm not sure how this one's going to end up, to be honest with you. I mean, I don't see it really being a huge game. I really do think it's just kind of like, it's Street Fighter versus Tekken. Cool. You know?
No, it won't be a big one. It's not going to be a staple game.
No.
It'll be around for like maybe a year, you know, because there's so many fighters coming out now.
It sucks because, like, it made me want to play Capcom versus SNK 2 that much more.
Well, they're going to come out with Capcom versus SNK 3.
No way.
Yeah.
Way?
Uh-huh.
Gibby can confirm this?
Yeah. No, they're coming out with it.
Oh, my God. It's going to be so
awesome. And that'll be cool.
Yes. Oh, my God.
All right.
Thank you.
But,
as long as they have N-Groove, that's all I want. So Rage.
They'll, I don't know. I think the Cannon Brothers said it best. And people have all, you know, they have nostalgia can definitely hold back growth. And one of the biggest things was they were like, you know, the reason why we had the same games every year for like 10 years was because they didn't make any games for 10 years.
Why do you think Madden isn't as nearly as big now as it was 10 years ago? Yeah. Because it's the only game in town. They haven't had to change because of it.
And it's like, well, I mean, Evo, you had, you know, Super Street Fighter 2, which was they used the same game for like
15 years.
Like 15 some odd years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they were like, we can't keep it around forever, even though I wish they would, because I love the basic fundamentals of that game.
Yeah.
But it's like they even said if they had newer, better games to bring in, they would do it, like, in a heartbeat. And I know people are like, but there's all this influx of new games. It's like, well, the best games are going to get in and year out.
Yeah.
And they said it's part of the moniker, part of the name, the evolution. They're going to constantly evolve, whatever games that the people love, it's going to be in there.
Yeah.
And you got to support it regardless. Like Street Fighter V will probably be out in a year and a half, two years.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like, I know people are going to be like, but you know, Street Fighter IV, it's only been out for 3-4 years. It's like, you know, that's a pretty good.
It's a good run.
Yeah, for a Street Fighter game.
I mean, if you think about how Street Fighter 2 evolved, Street Fighter 2 came out in 91. Champion Edition came out almost the next year. Hyper Fighting and Turbo then came out in 93. Then Super came out in 94. Yeah. And then Super Turbo came out in 95.
Yeah.
So they constantly tweaked it.
And that was like five. I mean, that's like five games. And then they went with the alpha games.
Yeah.
And
King of Fighters came out once a year. Samurai Showdown came out once a year.
And it's like
Fatal Fury came out once a year.
And the thing is, they never went Street Fighter 3 until like 1998 or whenever.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just like, you don't want to wait that long before they come out with Street Fighter 5, because then But nobody's going to be playing it anymore.
But you know, you're talking about how like nostalgia holds back the evolution of games. The one thing is, though, and this is why, like, Mario and Zelda, you know, those games, they'll still get it right, is because the engine for those games is so sound that even the smallest of tweaks won't get to it. That's where Sonic failed, was that they tried, I think, with the third-person part to really try and, or the 3D part, to really just completely change it, and it kind of hurt the franchise. It wasn't as well received as Super Mario 64 was, or Galaxy obviously was. But I mean, Nintendo proved that they could go back to freaking the regular 2D Super Mario Brothers with new Super Mario Brothers, and it was still successful, a hit, and it was still really, really good.
Yeah.
You know, and the whole thing with Street Fighter is that why fix what's not broken? And, you know, they did that a lot with 4, is that they said, screw what they did in 3. Let's kind of go back to what made Street Fighter great in the first place. And 4 is, I think, a much better overall game than, like, 3 Third Strike was. You know, I think from a balance standpoint.
Yeah.
You know, but you talk about, like, the evolution and stuff. There are certain gameplay dynamics in multiple games or styles in multiple games that really do stand the test of time. And the one problem is that the RPG element from the 16 and 32-bit eras, I think it went away once the 64-bit, 128-bit eras came around, because it was more of a graphical, let's make things look pretty type thing. And once you get away from visuals, and we've talked about this a lot on this show, when you get away from the actual meat and potatoes of a game and you just try and make it look pretty,
well, here's the thing,
it doesn't
though,
work out.
You,
because the people who know the series and the people who understand,
well, they did change it.
Well,
they added the focus.
They
added
did.
Supers. They had EX. They had Ultras.
Yeah, but did any of that hurt the overall gameplay?
I don't know.
No.
It's more popular now than it's
basically ever been.
Arguably.
Unless, except for when it was in the arcades.
Yeah.
Holy hell.
But think about, like, but then think about something like Final Fantasy VI. Like, Final Fantasy VI literally, you know, set up the bar for 7, 8, and 9. The template was made with 6. 4 was pretty good. 5, they kind of went...
Except they went away from the template for 7 and 8.
But the essence of it was still there. 7 and 8 were still basically karmic cousins or karmic, you know, relatives to 6 and to the elements that made 6 a good game. But then 9 was like the closest thing to 6. Like 9 was the game where you're thinking...
7 and 8 were in the future.
Yeah.
And then like...
And then 9 was
like
set
medieval,
more in medieval times.
Like the classic Final Fantasy
game.
Yeah.
And... But then, like, 10 was very futuristic. 12, they tried to go back to the medieval times, but it was very, very odd. The entire gameplay about that was odd. And, like, I remember when I tried playing it, it did not appeal to me. And I know it appealed to some. There's a lot of people who actually think it's the best Final Fantasy game ever made. 12.
Yeah.
And it's like, well... But there are also guys who really like, you know, third-person MMORPGs and stuff like that, too, which is where that was going for. That was more of an in-the-moment, live...
Bathroom and Sam, take over.
So...
Okay.
But, yeah. I mean,
stop looking at Earthbound, Sam. You're living in the past.
No!
No, I was just bored.
Speaking of which, the happy video game nerd has updated his video in regards to Earthbound.
By 10 minutes of extra footage.
And it goes in depth with the reasoning behind why it wasn't a commercial success in North America.
And why it is likely never going to see every release ever again.
And also some keen insights from the developers in North America whose... responsibility it was to get not just Earthbound, but the first Mother game to Nintendo.
Oh, that one was cool. Hearing the thoughts of the original English translator.
Yeah,
that was pretty cool.
So, But it's a very interesting look at. So go look it up. Happy Video Game Nerd with all the fixings on a 30-minute and a pretty dang good 30-minute video on all things Earthbound. So, you know, by the way, for anyone who was looking for last week's show where Pete and I completely went off the first 15 minutes on the whole Kyle Williams punt situation, the show got lost in recordings. There have been some issues with the recordings at the station here. In fact, I believe we talked about this with our New Year's Day show where we missing the last couple of minutes or last minute or so of that show too.
It's not
so
there.
We apologize. That can be one of our lost shows. We now have two lost shows, one from April of 2011.
Those are something you'd like sell on eBay for January, thousands of dollars.
If you had recorded this show last week, you might have yourself the possession of something worth $17. Canadian.
Why are people? Are these people like? What are they doing, Sam? What are they whining about?
What, this?
Speaking of moving on.
Oh, this article thing?
The Mitre 3 email.
An anonymous person from, which was apparently a member of the game industry, which is probably a lie, was saying, you know, this was a bad idea to make the translation and that they shouldn't release it before it was released. So, and this was kept away from us for like a few years, and now this person's like, oh, I wanted you guys to know about this.
Yeah.
Just
video game nerds just bother me. Get over it, video game nerds. We understand it. You connect better with video games than with people.
Wow, how many updates are we? I check like every 5 minutes.
A lot of people like our links.
Good old teddy bears.
Hey, man.
I love them.
Teddy bears are awesome. So, that being said, I have actually been too busy with freaking other stuff to even get down on King of Fighters, which sucks. I need to get in on that. That being said, there was something video game oriented today or yesterday. Crap. Can't remember. Sam, can you remember?
I kind of went into a blank state of mind before we went on the show, so I'm...
Why did you go into a blank state of mind?
When I tried thinking of what we were going to talk about, and we were all just like, I don't know.
You are talking about what we're talking about.
Well, there you go.
We just went meta, folks. Meta world peace. So. But, the good news is next week we'll have the Super Bowl to talk about.
Yay.
Exactly.
Still debating if I want to take Sunday off.
I'm not going to. I mean, let's be honest.
Just go to work.
I mean, Dad's birthday.
Dad's birthday is the day before. Big Bob Claire's birthday is the next day.
But they're both celebrating on the same
dual day. Party. What up?
Yeah.
What
are you gonna get Dad?
What
are we doing? I don't know what I'm gonna
get. A kilo of cocaine.
Okay, I can. We can get in on that. We can score
Sam,
that.
Sam, can you put on for half a key?
Sure.
Pure Colombiano.
Put on for your city.
Put on for your city.
Excuse me.
By the way. I think that'd be the best. Kilo of cocaine.
For poops and gigs. Because I would like to very much. I applied for a testing position, as I told you. Telltale Games.
Pete, you're going to be one of those video game nerds, and you're going to complain about why Final Fantasy VII hasn't been remade yet.
Oh, it's been remade.
I'm talking about an HD version of Pun on PlayStation 3, man. Like they did at E3 in 05, man.
Oh, I was thinking, you were talking about Metal Gear.
Yeah.
Which are great games.
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
I was reading an article about how some people said that after Metal Gear Solid 2, they thought that
Kojima should have stopped.
Too much they of thought, a they mind.
Thought, they thought that he like jumped the shark,
yeah,
so to speak. Which I don't understand because
he was already jumping the shark with what he's doing in the games.
I would say that he, the only bad thing that he did to the franchise was making
Raiden a playable character.
Was not even that. It was just making Raiden. Did you play through the last game?
Four or three?
Four.
No, not yet.
I did.
You played through four?
Yeah, I played through four.
You know
all
when
four
he became like, he was like the super crazy ninja robot thing and.
And he like loses it. Oh, never mind.
Wait a minute.
No, but you know what I mean? How he like.
Yeah, he just turns like totally badass.
Like lost use of his arms for like a scene and just like hopped around on a sword and.
Had the sword in his mouth and was like able to summon lightning.
Like that
and,
was like that was so stupid.
Wait a minute. Time out.
Like it was a timeout. Dumbest. No.
They turned long haired Raiden into pointy haired Raiden from Mortal Kombat. Shooting lightning and all that?
No.
Really?
Raiden didn't have pointy hair and...
Pointy world. Hat.
That wasn't even pointy. It just had razors on it.
Sure. No,
it was just...
I know that there's, like...
And outside of that, everything else about every single game is really good. Three was awesome. I thought the last game was awesome. I thought two was awesome. I thought they were all awesome games.
The first one was super awesome.
Of course.
The only problem was when they made Raiden... This, like...
Unstoppable, cannot be destroyed.
Like, to try and please the people that thought he's a total wuss and was, like, a total F-word
You know what? I think a lot of people just have to admit, they dig long-haired dudes with swords.
Something. I don't know. Mm. Some people are like, oh, you know, they had, like...
Cloud Strife. Sephiroth. Squall. Lanart.
Yeah.
Cypher.
Totally different
Raiden
franchise.
Where
you go? What are you talking about?
I don't know. Bleach.
Raiden didn't even have a sword.
Naruto. Or no, not Naruto.
Naruto didn't even have a
something
sword.
Else.
Naruto.
Not Naruto. So something funny. Else. Inuyasha.
I know. I watched Wildin' Out the other night.
Really?
Pete, tell me you remember Wildin' Out.
Yeah, it was a horrible show.
No, it wasn't horrible. Because
why?
Because when people made fun of Nick Cannon, it was awesome. Whenever you get to see a show that Nick Cannon gets made fun of for like 30 minutes, it's awesome.
Okay, Tim, let me answer this question truthfully.
Okay.
Do you love Cat Williams?
I do. I like him a lot.
Okay. Do you know where he got his like start from?
Yeah, Wildin' Out.
Yeah.
I know.
I'm just saying.
I know. That's part of the reason why I watched the show, is because if Cat Williams
Nobody
is on there,
loved that show, and Cat Williams was on that show.
Yeah, but I watched
Nobody,
it for Cat
it
Williams.
Wasn't, it wasn't like, no. I guarantee you were not like, oh, yeah. Cat Williams. Funniest dude ever. I'm going to watch Wildin' Out.
No, I watched Cat Williams on Wildin' Out, and it made me want to watch more Wildin' Out because Cat Williams was on that show.
I don't believe you. Nobody knew who Cat Williams. They only knew him as Money Mike.
Well,
from the Friday movie.
Well, Money Mike. It went Money Mike. Then it went Wildin' Out, and then it went Cat Williams stand up superstar.
But there's a reason why Wildin' Out only made it like 1.5 seasons.
It actually, made it 4 seasons.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. It made it 4 seasons. Can you believe that? 4 seasons. And by
so
the
bad.
And when you see the episodes from the 4th season, you're like, yeah, this show is no longer good. And you could tell, like, once Cat Williams had the Pimp Chronicles out and he got too famous for the show, like, the show just...
That came out after the show.
Yeah. No. It came out during the 3rd season of the show.
Mm,
and
you can check it out.
I'm telling you.
Go for it.
So, I'm not Googling anything. I'm tired of Googling.
You know, since we were just talking about video games for over half an hour, I was just curious.
Yeah, this
I,
has been a very video game heavy show.
Yeah, definitely.
I like it.
What?
I was just thinking, because I looked at this random person, picture of Neo with Sentinel in the background. Very
yes.
Awesome caricature. I looked up what tier Amy, the wolf from Marvel vs. Capcom 3, what tier she is, and people were saying in this one article...
Second tier at the very least.
Like, Like, you know, oh, very low damage, very low health, very low speed. And I didn't get that. I just looked up a video of Ultimate with her, and she...
No, she's, like, top tier.
She is at least second tier. A lot of people put her top
tier. I think, like...
She has low health, but she does, like...
Yeah, she's, like, an Akuma, basically.
She does, like, really good... Yeah, she does really good damage.
And she could do, like, anything, basically. If you wanted to, like... If you had no idea what to do for a third person, she could cover it.
She has the easiest...
The versatility.
She has the easiest OTGs in the game. You can knock...
She does not have the easiest OTGs.
You can knock a character down with Ami and then air dash over special, and then you can just keep on doing it over and over again.
I don't...
Well, not over and over and over again, but
pretty
you can
close.
OTG.
Spencer has the... easiest off the grounds.
Yeah, his grapple.
Yeah,
grapple was pretty nice.
Or not Spencer, Wesker.
Wesker. Oh, with his teleporting?
No, he does a gunshot.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That's right.
There's like, you just have to hold back and hit...
Heavy,
and he shoots a gun...
On the ground.
And
pop.
Bam.
You pop, pop.
Off the ground.
Pop, and then pop. Dash, and then can combo.
Yeah,
It's just, I don't know, it's weird. I did notice that her air dash, where she goes off the vine across the screen at the enemy, it is a little slower, but I don't think she's somehow slow all of a sudden.
No, she's not.
She's not slow at all. She is. And for like
her wave dash is slow, yeah, but...
Well, but she's a total rushdown character that if you get a hit with her and you know how to play her, you can knock out half a life bar. Because of what she can do, so...
Yeah, and now she can do mid-combo, mid-air weapon changes, so that just opened, like, a whole new...
Which she should.
World of possibilities.
But, you know, it's funny. You're going to hear that as like, oh, well, Ami, this... Like, everybody thought that Snake was top tier in Super Smash Brothers.
He was.
It's just people didn't know
but
he
thought
he was
slower. They thought he was the best player in the game, and then Meta Knight broke the game.
And Sonic.
No. Meta Knight broke the game.
Oh, I know. Meta Knight, he has ridiculous agility.
Meta Knight got banned from tournament play.
Not in Evo.
No. This was after Evo.
He didn't... I don't even think he made...
He didn't make a top 8.
He didn't make top 8.
It was... you saw Rob. You saw Snake. You saw Marth. I think you saw Donkey Kong. But yeah, Meta Knight got banned, I think, this like past summer from all Smash
players. Nobody cares about Smash.
Smash is awesome. Shut up, Pete.
You don't play Smash.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
He was just playing it like 2 days ago.
I don't believe you.
He was.
You should believe everything I say, Pete.
I would be playing it more often if online didn't like have terrible lag at our house.
Yeah, Nintendo, fix that.
Oh, speaking of which...
Yeah, Nintendo, the Wii U, better step its game up. That's
it
all
is.
Saying.
Step your game up!
I just forgot to mention, I was looking right at it and
I'll tell you what,
the
technology better not be on par with the PlayStation 3 or the Xbox. It better be better.
Yeah, they'll be left in the dust if it is.
By the way, that's what I was wanting to say. Xbox 720 has basically been announced for holiday of 2013.
Hmm. I was about to say, this year? It was like, oh, never mind.
So...
They said that's going to be like 7 times more powerful.
They basically are saying this power, this power, this power. Well, we'll see.
It better
see.
Be $300. I'm not going to dish out $600.
I've stayed away from Xbox, basically. No joke. I've stayed away from Xbox because I don't like their game library. Unless you love first-person shooters and, you know, that's all you play, online first-person shooters, I don't know why you'd buy an Xbox. Period. I really don't. So...
I already have a computer anyway, so.
That being said, we are running low on the time.
Sam, where's
this
the wisdom?
This has been a video game heavy discussion. Good stuff today, gentlemen. Very good stuff today. People expecting sports came in and like, what the hell are they doing talking about Final Fantasy for 30 minutes? That's just what we do. We're versatile. We do that. Sam, drop wisdom on them. That's a good one. That's an even
there
better
you go.
One.
You know, yeah, so Wii U actually is going to have individual user names and stuff, and they are actually stepping up everything, apparently.
Nice words one. Of wisdom, Sam.
You need better than a fart, Sam.
Okay. If you have to make a game every year to prove that it's popular, then it's obviously just their fans making the profits. I don't know.
It's a stretch.
I just pulled a Fox News. Don't believe me.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for us this week.
We'll do it live. We'll do it live.
Yes, we will do it live. Next week, Super Bowl 46, Brady contra Manning 2. We'll have that and much more. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week.
I got Patriots, by the way.
Pats Super Bowl revenge. Official Los Livingston brother prediction.
Not
enjoy,
watching.
Guys.
Bye. Good.